This is iCulture Radio on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio, brought to you by The Alliance, a professional association with a focus on inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, and music. This radio forum brings you culturally relevant insights and a fresh perspective on the entertainment industry. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, tonight's edition of iCulture Radio. Here's Mama Glow.
All right, out there in iCultural land. What's up, Rick?
What's going on, everybody?
We got some number one off the chart guests this evening.
Yes, we do. Yes,
we got the incomparable, the Regina Murphy. I can't even get it out. She just
speechless. Just words. No words for
it. I mean, this young lady here, history goes way back. Fred Hammond, you know, she won a Holyfield's label. They had a bus with her picture across the whole bus. I mean, you can't even get no better than that, right? Okay. And then she was with CTE, and she did stuff with Block Entertainment. She's now filming her own reality. I mean, what I'm going to say about her?
I mean, you said it all.
Okay.
What is it? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
There's
we've
more.
Left stuff out.
There's more.
There's more.
See, and then my other brother's in the house. I mean, we go so far back. Me and him had the dream. You remember the dream. Everybody know about the dream, okay?
And when if y'all
heard him out there, tell him we said, hey, we kind of want to bite off. I vocal coached him.
Oh.
He only hitting them notes because I slapped him around. Edsel Robinson from East American Entertainment.
Yes, yeah, the man.
What's up? People call him Cameo, SOS Band, After Seven Band. He's got major, major bands in the city. And I mean, it's just like off the Richter scale tonight in the iCulture Radio house. I mean, we got... I can't even begin to talk about the talent. So our topic tonight is how come that the Christians are upset with us for going into the world? Because our text is Proverbs 13:22. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just.
Yes, it is.
The other one is Ecclesiastes 2:26, that God gives and causes sinners to heap up so he can give it, God, to who he wants to. But how come ain't nobody going over there getting the money? we need to know about that.
Some of us getting the money, but...
I don't want to get mine.
And so these two wonderful, wonderful family members of mine, they have done it, and they're doing it well, and they have gone through the ups and downs. You know, tell us a little bit about the ups and downs and just going over there claiming what Proverbs 13:22 told you to go get.
Absolutely. Well, the first experience I've had with it was when I did Bow Wow's first video.
Okay.
And, you know, I got a lot of feedback from our brothers and sisters of the gospel because they, when I was on the video, I had a speaking role as well. And they bleeped something because I told them I wasn't, you know, going to do the other extra added stuff. So they made it seem like, you know, I was like, Bow Wow, get you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But which I didn't say. So, you know, and they were like, well, you were on the TV. I said, you know, that was not the case. Wow. You know what I'm saying? And what happened, actually, when I was on set, I actually ministered to a lot of the individuals that were there. Met a lot of some of the video vixens and, you know, people in the industry. And it was like, you know, God places us in situations. See, we're like, I said, Ed and I are like a hidden secret. You know,
say
like
it again.
A sneak attack, you know, of the enemy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to come and infiltrate your camp. You know, I don't have to come in with a tote and a Bible or nothing like that because the word is in my heart.
Come on.
And it resonates out of me.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So God is love and it's joy. And as long as you spread love to individuals, then they'll just pick up on that. I want some of what you got. So then that's when you go in and then you start ministering to them in the way that they can understand it. And so that's what happened actually on set, my first experience with working with the secular. And then after that, it just was a snowball effect. And then here's Akon, Neo, Nicki Minaj, Deborah Antony, which is a wonderful sister of mine, which is, she's secular, but she knows God. She's saved. But her son is Waka Flocka, and she discovered Nicki Minaj and Gucci Mane. So, you know, I'm around them all the time.
And need to be.
That's what's supposed to
be. Because how you going to go in and
I travel with them.
And you should. If not you, who? God got to send us in because the wealth of the wicked. And the same with Ed. They've been hating on us for forever, East American. And share some of your stuff when you be, you know, head of these major music ministries at churches. And you and all of a sudden they know you on the road, but you on the road with Cameo or somebody. And he's still wearing a diaper. But we ain't going to say nothing about that diaper. We ain't gonna say nothing about that, but go ahead on. Tell
them.
First
of all, I'm honored for being here, period. You know, I'm a behind the scenes person. I don't like to talk too much, so I'm behind the camera in the studio or whatever like that. But my thing was just totally just having a love for doing school, love for music, love for. And I asked myself, what do I do well? You know, because once you get a family and you have children and you don't want to clock in, you have to, you know, just scrutinize and just sit back and say, okay, what is it that Ezra Robson does well? So once I pinpointed those things, I went and attacked it. You know,
I love the way he said a tactic, because we got to take it by force. Right, and they don't know that that is the secret in it, Rick, because Rick is a minister of to youth.
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't that the secret? We have to go in to get them?
Absolutely, absolutely. And actually, it's funny. I took my youth on Monday to Club Fusion at the Oasis Church.
Right,
and shout out to Scott Free, who preached the word. And he said something that was very impactful. He was talking about the Dead Sea and how the Dead Sea, nothing lives in it because the salt content is so high. But yet the Jordan River feeds into it. Mm-hmm. And he talks about how there's all this life on the Jordan River, and you know, everything grows and it feeds, but it's feeding into this Dead Sea that has no life. And you know how that is who we are supposed to be as Christians. We're supposed to be feeding into it, and the only way to get to it is to be there and to do those things. And so, you know, it's a great analogy. It's what it is that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be that light. You know, you can't be a light in light. You have to be light in darkness. You have to be the salt.
Right.
And you know, if all you do is hang around your church folk, you know, who are you?
The church got to stop.
You're going
to
be blinded. Is all the light.
Right.
Okay. I receive that. Okay. We're gonna get a blinding light. Okay. But the church has to stop churching the church.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what iCulture Radio does. We go to the urban culture and we go get them babies that want to be there and know that you can go in and get out. So what we getting ready to do now, we're getting ready to go to break, but we're going to one of Regina's songs because we want to get some up in this house.
Right.
There go.
All right.
Sometimes you're down, you feel like you won't shake a crown. On your knees wondering why, seem like you're always in a fight. Look like your problems never end, you're very like you must defend. This is my advice to you, here's what you really need to do.
Keep the faith.
We know that one day, one nation,
one day, keep the faith.
I mean, I was up in here tearing
that
up.
Hot, hey, yo.
Girl, that was hot.
Groovy, yo.
Thank you. Rick, tell them what the callers need to do.
Man, look, you need to call us. Tell us how great that song is, first and foremost. That's what you need to do. Yes. And then say what's up to us. You can call us at 404-355-8699 or just shout us out on Facebook or Twitter at iCulture Radio or Facebook.com/iCultureRadio.
You see what I'm saying? And that bridge on that song was so nasty.
No, she broke it on down, though.
Okay, it was
broke
ridiculous.
It
now, that'll play in the club. And that's the four people God want to come out, gonna come out, because her song was Urban Culture.
Yeah.
They're gonna sneak right in, we snatch them right back. Ed, I saw you over there bopping, and you a producer. Yeah. What?
It was hot.
That was hot. She
Regina
spanked that.
Puts it down,
she spanked that. Who was the producer?
Actually, it's the late Michael Allen. Lexi, that was her husband.
Okay.
And he went on to be with the Lord. And I really, really appreciate Mike. He was a phenomenal producer. And I thank God for working with him.
Wow. Okay, I'm going right back to Ed and through Rick. Ask him something, Rick, that you would want to know about your youth ministries getting in and behind the scenes. With how he could be effective at doing that.
I mean, well, if you could, just, you know, for those listeners that are out there, explain kind of how you took your faith and tried to implement it into what it is that you do and how you work.
Well, how I work, I think the church is within us.
That's right.
What I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
He said, the scriptures say, well, there'll be two or three gathered in his name, there I am in the midst. So I look at that as being the truth. So, I mean, if it's one or two people sitting around, they talking about the Lord, there he is. So I take it there. And, you know, and the truth be told, when you're out on tour, it's a lot of musicians out there that play for church that know God, believe it or not.
Right.
And they're just trying to make it for their families. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to clock in and this is what you do and this is what you're able to do. So people look at you, I think, regardless of what job you do, it's still applicable. I mean, everything's applicable to this topic here, you know, how you conduct yourself.
Right, and that's good, because how do you, you know, as we deal with, like I said, especially, I'm a youth minister, so I'm always thinking about my kids, and always thinking about, you know, they're in the face of a lot of peer pressure and stuff at schools and fitting up to some of these stereotypes and some of the pressure that's on them, and I'm sure that there's a lot of that same type of environment even when you're on tour and you're going to these different locations. And, you know, not everybody's saved. You said a lot of people are, but not everybody. So how do you, you know, just for any of you all, how do you all stay, and, you know, either of you can answer, stay still grounded and faithful and shine even in the midst of all of that?
Well, I mean.
Can we take a caller first?
Yeah, let's take a caller.
Let's take a caller.
I love callers.
We got Pamela on the line. Pam.
Yes?
Hey, baby.
How did you love that song?
I love that song. I actually did.
Thank you so much, honey. Awesome.
Was you swaying in the moving and the shaking in the booger?
I know my son, Rick Black, won't let me do that.
Where are you from, Pamela?
Yucca Valley, California.
Yucca Valley, California.
Well, when you're in the closet by yourself, I mean, if David pays out of his clothes, we ain't gonna say nothing but just shut the door. All right, I want to say, stay on the line. We'll talk to you some more. But our CEO, executive producer, just showed up. Miss Ursula D is in the house.
Hey, I am so thrilled to be here with these legendary folks.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I'm excited. I'm excited. And I definitely, we're going to talk about it as we get a little bit more time, but how you guys, you know, your experience was in the church, but at some point you made a critical decision towards your futures as to how that was going to support where you are now. So we're going to get into that and really talk about how this dynamic needs to change, and your experiences individually. So, looking forward
to it. Regina wants to give a shout out to her new husband. She is newlywed, real fresh off the press. Miss Regina,
happy.
Shout him out.
Yes, I want to give a shout out to my wonderful husband, Vernon Love at Gravity Motors. Hey, I'm Ben Roswell. I love you guys.
So, your name is Regina Love.
Regina Love.
That's catchy.
Then you better know. That's right. I'm going to be on back to my jeans.
Marketable. That's marketable right there.
Thank you for the name, baby.
Y'all get the stage name. All right, well, we're getting ready to go to some commercial bumpers, and we're going to be right back. Everybody stay tuned. And hey, Miss Yoakum, California, Pam, you can get your praise on while you listen. We'll be right back.
There's a freedom that comes with knowing that you are where you're supposed to be. No, it's not that everything fits perfectly. It's just that all things from then to now seem worth it, see? Clarity comes in this place, along with a peace that no man can erase. So let's call this the God space. The grace that makes the here and now take all the pains of your past somehow and cause them to fade far into the background like night. In this place, you just feel right, sunshiny bright, like you are the kite that's flying in the atmosphere. Hopes and dreams, they come alive here, but this place isn't magical, it's actually supernatural. And it isn't so much geographical as much as it is a state of heart and mind. It's where you find yourself being engrafted into God's divine design, line upon line and moment by moment.
If there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists, you don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The Alliance, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new image and name to the world Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Be in attendance when we host our lunch and launch event here in Atlanta. We want to invite you to lunch to help us launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce you to the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer to the urban inspirational industry and the community. The Alliance Lunch and Launch, Friday, April 19th. 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Purchase your tickets for just $7 in advance at the iCultureRadio.com events page or pay $12 at the door. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent.
Nearly all ministers of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music ministers to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today.
All right, welcome back to iCulture Radio. We had a couple songs that kind of mixed in there. Beautiful by Tiffany Greer, and also we had that great spoken word, The God Space by Miss Ty Scott, doing her thing, one of our previous guests. But we're about to get back to our guest here with us tonight. We want to remind you to call in if you have any questions. You just want to say hi, say what's up, 404-355-8699, or shout us out on Twitter, iCulture Radio, at iCulture Radio. So, back to our guest, Miss Erst D. You had something you wanted to ask.
I did. I really wanted to, because I understand that half of our panelists tonight had some experiences coming up in church, primarily raised in the church, but and developed gifts and talents that lent itself to the church. But also, when you got to a critical place in your walk and in your life, and you had to make a decision, okay, do I continue where I am, or do I go into the world? And, you know, some of you guys made that transition over to the world. I just want you to talk about that and you know, I want the good and the bad, because I know some people are out there and they, you know, they've experienced some things. And especially the other half of our panel is a younger set, and they're running into walls and barriers, and we just want to try to figure out how we can get around these things. So talk about your experiences.
Well, it's about being true to yourself, and I think once you find out what you do well, I think that's what you need to actually rely on. Regina, did you want to say anything?
he's so shout out.
Yeah, I'm kind of shout out.
When you and I talked on the phone, mm-hmm. you were telling me some stuff that, you know.
Yeah, that was on the phone.
But it was good stuff for me, because just, you know, being where I am, I'm like, man, we have so many things that we have to try to overcome. And you dealt with that. And you were like, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the part of Christ and the Spirit that's within you. When you find yourself in situations, people see you. They don't always go by what you say. They go by what you do. So when you're in a situation and everybody's turning right, you have to be cognizant of what's around you and what's going on. And you know that I need to go left. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I guess I just found early on, I always dreamt of singing and playing and being involved in front of large audiences. Mm-hmm. Back in college, I had dreams. I was in the marching band, so we were out there doing the R&B stuff. I was in the gospel choir, the concert choir. So all that's applicable to what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and back to the church, I used to, but I don't expect the church to take care of me.
Okay,
so,
amen.
I mean, you know what I mean? So, I mean, yeah, I mean, some people have various views on that. So once I got to that state of realization that they either won't take care of you or they can't take care of you, then it's about you taking care of yourself. And then once I found out what I really enjoyed doing, which was music, and for some strange reason, the R&B and secular field has been more generous, but spiritually, mm-hmm. the church has always been there. I'm a PK. I've always played for church. I used to catch the red eyes. They called me the church boy or whatever, but I caught the red eyes to get back to the church, because you're on the winning team. Right, you know. Right. And right now I'm going to Breakthrough Fellowship, where Charles and Jennifer Maxwell, they're doing a wonderful job. And even with his job, he's a senior vice president of this big company. Now you can call that the world, and you know what I mean. That's so, he just preached a sermon on that and climbing the corporate ladder. It's the same. It's all applicable. Your journey is all applicable. Yeah. You know what I mean. So it's like you have to know self and just kind of deal with it that way.
It's amazing that you say that because I too have a wonderful ministry that I'm involved in. It's Impact Ministries International, where our overseer is Bishop Wayne T. Jackson, and he just launched his own television network. Yes. I don't know if I can say that on the radio.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes.
Impact Network.
Oh, man.
With Ivy Hilliard and a couple of other big pastors, you know, African-American owned. And,
amen.
And, you know, and Bishop's son is Brandon T. Jackson. Okay. And I'm
the actor.
I'm over there. The actor.
Yes.
Secular actor.
Right. Come on, somebody.
Amen. So, actually, you know, and then my Bishop Ginaldo Lee at Impact Ministries here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You know, can I give a shout out? 1600 Agape Way, honey. And I'm saying, you want some stupid church? Just come on over there with me. You know I'm over the music department.
Okay.
So you know it's on fire.
All right.
But, you know, I'm covered by my bishops. I have, you know, along with my husband as well, because you have to have a covering.
Right. Right.
And I have a covering. And I spoke to them because I told them, you know, I love what I do. And I'm anointed. But God has given me a gift to share with the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't want to be in a box. I don't want to be contained like, okay, this is gospel artist Regina. No, I spread the good news. The gospel is the good news.
Yeah. Okay.
So why should we be labeled?
Yes. Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
So because when we go to different places, because you know, corporate, if you put tack the they're not going to
they're not letting you
write
in
that check.
Right. They're not,
you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But when once you have the mic, you can't take it from me then.
Oh, right. Say that again.
That's good. But I also make sure that I do music that displays the good news,
mm-hmm.
and that's love, and that's hope, and that's right. you know that
faith,
everything
faith.
That you can do in your faith.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the key to everything that you do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Give them your call letters on how they can get in touch with you guys because we haven't done that yet. Talk to them.
Okay, well, my company is called East American Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to www.eastamericanent.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a plethora of things there, and it's all in helping younger musicians realize there's more than one way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And doing what you enjoy.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Oh, well, my website is, well, everything is being changed around now, but it's www.reginamurff.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find me anytime there, or you can email me at reginamurff@gmail.com.
Yes, because you do vocals.
I
that's
do
how you
vocal
got
training.
With CTE.
Well, I mean, I can give the number. I do, it's no problem.
Come on, get it.
770-826-3142. 770-826-3142.
And Ed, you have a studio. You have a rehearsal hall.
Yeah, green screen room, all of that.
Green screen room. You do videography.
I'm really excited because I just adventured in a new place here in Atlanta, a hidden secret.
Yes, come on.
It's called Hair Designed by Future Vision. It is a hair salon, but it's actually a venue spot. It's a place where you can have meetings. It's 10,000 square foot facility.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1212 Fowler Street. It's last house for 14th. When I tell you, you've never been to anything so fantastic in your life.
Sing.
Okay. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
All right. We got a caller on the line. Come on now, Tony.
Hi there. How's everybody doing?
We off
great.
The chain. Tony, talk
good.
To us. Talk to
I'm
us.
Sorry?
You got a question for our guest, or you just want to talk to us? Talk to us.
Well, I just wanted to just show my support tonight. We had Destiny World Church out. I'm actually the youth director over Fusion, which is Oasis Family Life Youth Ministry. I just wanted to show my support tonight and hear some great information from you all. Regina, thanks for your contact information.
Yes.
We're always looking for new opportunities to work with other people in ministry and just to catch up and just be here with you guys. So I'm excited about what you guys are doing over this radio show.
That's awesome. Tony, tell us more about your ministry. I know we met this week, but tell them about the event that you all do once a month a little bit. Kind of, you know, invite us out.
Oh, okay. Well, the last Monday in every month, we do this thing called Club Fusion. And it's just an opportunity for our youth, our middle school, high school, and college students to come out and just celebrate God and His greatness. We have a little bit of fun. We always have a different theme. We did Soldiers for God this past month, and that's next month. We're doing an old school versus new school theme on April the 29th. So we're going to have a little basketball tournament with the older guys in our church and some of the high school students in our church, and we're just going to praise God at 6:30 on April the 29th.
That's awesome.
All right,
that's
we got to go awesome. To our ID for the station ID. We're at the top of the hour. We're coming right back. Caller, Julia, don't go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere, Julia.
Tony, we want to thank you for calling us, Tony.
Let's go to thanks, ID. Tony. Call us.
860 AM WAEC Atlanta.
All right, we thank you so much for that. Julia, let's put her on again. Get in here, Ju. Julia? Julia?
She hung up.
Julia.
Oh, hey.
Here she go. Here she go.
Livonia.
Oh, can we hear you?
Julia's on the phone.
Julia?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Hey, Julia.
I was just telling the young man I want to send a shout out to Eric Archer and the whole team
Black.
There.
Yeah, Rick Black. Rick Black. They got McGovernment on the air. McGovernment.
Government.
I hope nobody's looking for me. Now they know where to find me.
Somebody's at the door right now. With handcuffs.
Right. Uh oh.
That's the government name. They
my don't. Show has been cut short. I have to go. I'm joking.
Thank you.
But thank you, Julia,
thank
for
you
calling
so much.
Us. Thank you.
Well. Keep tuning in and listening. We want to be right there in your home, front row seat. And now, Lady V, you got a question you want
to
bring up.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to chime in with what everyone is saying, you know, and I've been working in this industry since 96 and working with youth for 14 years and just seeing the frustrations, you know, like you said, you got to know what you're good at. You got to know and be clear mm-hmm. on what you're called to do and let nobody else define that for you, especially in this industry. It's so easy to get caught up in letting people define who you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to do. But you have to know who you are and let, you know, and just be sensitive and God will open those doors for you. You know, when you're true to yourself, when you're confident. Confidence is important.
Right.
Being confident in who you're called to be and what you're called to do and being skilled at it. You know,
all
not half doing stuff, yes. You know, and especially in the urban gospel industry sometimes, you know, people, we half do stuff and, you know, we don't operate in excellence. And I mean, and I've worked with both sides. I did, my first secular job was actually working on Bow Wow's Unleashed Tour, being a production assistant for him. And it's different, you know, and I've heard people say, you know, well, I'd rather go on the second side because at least they handle their business right.
Right.
Their videos are cleaner.
Right.
You know, nice. But, look good.
Okay.
And I think, you know, it's that, you know, we have that secular sacred divide is something that we created. You know what I'm saying? That's not something that is in the order of God. You know, if whatever He's called you to do, you can do it in corporate America. You can do it, you know, wherever. You can be a light whenever.
Right. The thing I thank God for that for is because our text is Proverbs 13:22, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And Ecclesiastes 2:26, that God causes the sinner to heap up so that He can give it to who He wants to. And we have a misnomer in the church. And I remember when Sam Cooke left the Soul Stirrers. And I mean, the church kicked him out. They didn't want him to come back anymore. I mean, you know, it goes way back to now that you're following what God told you to do. And that's so totally unrighteous because God has told us to be wise as serpents but gentle as doves. Right. In other words, get your butt on over there. Right. I have a vision and a mission for people that need to go over and pull the babies out. And and for the church to give everyone such a hard time with it, it's totally unacceptable. You know,
it's uncalled for.
It's totally unacceptable.
I mean, I've been coaching artists now for 10 years, and that was the thing, you know, I really saw, and I try to really encourage the artists that I coach to, you know, just be true to yourself, be confident. Yeah. The thing is, be obedient.
Come on, obedient.
Be obedient. God open the doors. It don't matter. You know, I never fit in the church. I've been in church all my life.
I never fit in the church. You're not talking about that. I mean, is that something? Let's talk about that.
We never went to church together. Remember, we went to church.
Yes, me and you, we didn't fit. We never fit. I never felt like I fit it. Did you? I mean, I'm in there praising harder. I'm all on the floor. I'm doing what the good spirit
is. Slobbing in the mouth.
Right.
But see, that's
the thing about it is that, you know, everybody has a uniqueness. Yeah. So if the church would just grasp whatever your uniqueness is, and you just grasp to that, I don't want to have to change myself because the way God made me, because I dress the way I dress.
Come on, somebody.
I look the way I look.
Come on, somebody.
But God made me that way, so I'm going to embrace my uniqueness.
No, you didn't say embrace. Don't roll past that.
That's what makes something like iCulture Radio and Ilea, that's what makes it so important because, you know, there are some, as you know, myself as an artist who, you know, I do what is considered quote unquote Christian rap or gospel rap, which, you know, it's interpreted different. Right. You know, I feel like I talk about me, whatever. Right. You know, I just talk about life. But life. You know, for someone like me who feels like, you know, it's hard because right now the church isn't accepting. That's why, you know, you need that avenue to say, okay, well, whatever it is that you do, whatever it is, there should be a way and an avenue for you to still be able to do whatever it is that you do and express it, as you said, and be able to, you know, profit and make what it, you know.
And they happier people life over there. Out of it. They get drunk and they be happy. Hey! And they want to sow $100 extra in you.
I got to tell you this. This is so funny because, like, years ago when I was promoting one of my CDs, I was in Philly.
Okay.
You know, Philly is GA, you know, that's Ty Tribbett. Okay. Before he blew up, you know, God gave me a word for his mom. She was actually over the radio station. And she said, you know what? Wow, that's amazing because I'm really making a transition. I think I'm about to leave because my son is about, I said, and I'm telling you, the word was powerful. It was for her. Mm-hmm. And what happened after that, she said, you know, my son get kicked out of churches because they said that's not. But let me tell you, that boy is anointed.
Yes, he is.
Regardless of whatever anybody goes through, that's life lessons.
Yes, he is.
You understand what I'm saying? So there's no perfect person, but I'm telling you, you cannot take the anointing away from the individual.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They said
that's
gift comes without repentance. Okay.
Okay.
This guy, when I tell you, it was amazing how that some of the pastors would just stop him and shut off the mics and kick him off the stage.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now look at him. And that every time you turn on the TV, what?
And that was in this
century. Look
who
you kicked out your church.
Yeah. Oh, what about when Kirk put Stomp and put in Salt
and Revolution.
Who was
doing
Pushing Good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, taking the secular songs and flipping them around.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at that.
Me neither.
As long as they take care of the paperwork.
Put my name on the list.
I'm a believer, though, but I'm a believer that some Christian music is good for life, you know, like concert. And some music is worship music that supports what's going on in the atmosphere of church. So, I mean, just like we're talking about secular music, it's just like I think, now this is the one black man's opinion. I think that's I see y'all looking at me. No. But seriously, I think that some music is more appropriate for the sanctuary of worship.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
I mean, it shouldn't stop you from what your goals are, what you recorded, to not minister outside the church. Let's not forget when Jesus came past the temple.
Absolutely.
You know, they were looking outside the temple trying to figure out what was going on outside the temple. So he wasn't always up in there. He was outside the temple doing his miracles, teaching, and everything. So everything, you know, let's be mindful of that. But you know, it's just one of those things. Some things I think is a little bit too far, and then you trying to bridge the gap from the old and the new. So it has to be, I guess, a happy medium or balance.
Well,
I would say.
But that's what if they wear sports bras, they can jump. Put the sports bra on. And no way. I think I'm about to get you. You need a sports
you
bra
know,
and you need a hurdle.
I mean, but
you
what
can't
ministers,
have all them
but
hips
what I'm saying, what I'm saying, what I'm saying, it needs to be a balance. What ministers to my mother may not minister to a young, but you don't want to leave. He's a youth pastor. I mean, minister or what have you. But you know, it's things that touch younger people.
I'm saying, put a girdle on. I don't care. Jump.
But it's the individual. It's the individual of the artist. I was told something. I was told something that was very, very, very profound to me. This is Regina. This is what you do. When you get there, and you don't know what crowd you're in, first of all, you need to pay the toll.
Okay, I
and
like
I said,
that.
Oh,
how
pay,
you pay
the toll.
Toll?
He said, whatever hymn you know, do a connector of that. But then after that, then you can sing whatever you want. So that's called paying the toll.
Pay the toll.
So you have to know what crowd you're in first. Now, if I'm in a crowd of a lot of youth, I'm not going to come out with 'Tis So Sweet.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But that goes to the artist that is ministering that day. You have to know. You have to be in tune with God and let God give. Because sometimes I may rehearse a different song, but then I tell my singers and my band, they already know me. And my alter ego is Ike. Okay. So they are not Ike.
Oh, no. With Tina. So, you know, with Tina.
And all of them are Tinas. So it's like this. So if I flip the script, if I say Mary had a little lamb, you sing alto, you sing soprano, you sing tenor, I'm going to sing it through once and then you're going to follow me.
Okay.
Because see, all the time you can't, I don't, it's not like, I don't have a program.
Yeah.
Because whatever God says at that time,
somebody,
that's what we're going to do.
Come right. On. And right. I think, like I said, and I think that's perfect. You know, the pay the toll, to know your audience, that's perfect. I think that, you know, the important thing though is to remember that there has to be balance, as you know, as you mm-hmm. told us, and that, you know, when we come to the church house, you don't have one audience.
Okay.
And that's the truth of the matter. There's, you know, there are people who walked in the door and that might be their very first time coming to church. They don't know all the hymnals.
Okay.
They don't know what, you know, and the last thing that they might have heard was that Gucci, that 2 Chainz, and
right.
you know, and so something like that might relate to them better. And it's being able to have that balance to say, you know, I can go from devotion to, you know, some hip hop song, go back to a praise dance song, throw a jazz song, and I can do all that in one service, and hopefully I reached right. You know, certain people with that. And it's just that open mind is to be able to just say,
pay
okay,
the toll.
Right, we can do all of this.
Right.
Maybe not in the same service, maybe not every service, but we are open to say, you know,
pay the toll.
You gotta know, I mean, you gotta know your lane. I think about Paul and Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was called to the Gentiles. Peter was called to the Jews.
Yeah,
you got to know your lane. It was totally different. They had two totally different lanes, and they stayed in their lane.
Mm-hmm.
And when Paul tried to come over to Peter lane, he got his butt whooped. So you got to know what lane you're called to.
Right.
You know, you got to know your audience. And like you said, it's something for the church. It's something for the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if God has called you to go into the streets, you don't fit in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You
need
to get
again.
Out the
Come
church
on now.
And go in the Man, street.
Or stay in the streets.
It's right. definitely amazing because you know what? When as you go out there, you know, and you don't have to, I keep telling everybody, you be yourself.
Right.
I've never did the hat church lady thing. That's just not me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I do me.
I want to second that emotion. That ain't you. You all this and that mood.
I do me. I like glam. I like, mm-hmm. And this is the way God mm-hmm. made me. And mm-hmm. you know what? The thing about it is that we all have to stop judging each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you, a lot of times, you get discouraged sometimes in this walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to stop a lot of times. But let me tell you what stopped me. When I was at a concert, after I finished ministering, a guy came up to me and says, you know, I don't do this church thing. And then Swiss Beat at the 4th of July event
okay.
came up crying, yo, I don't know about this gospel thing, but I want to work with you.
See what I'm
what?
Saying? See?
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. That's what makes me go on.
And
it's not about me.
Amen.
It's about
Amen.
The people. It's Amen. About the world.
Well, Amen. We got a caller on the line. Come on, Tiffany. Come on, talk with us.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
We great. What kind of question you got for us, Tiff?
I just called to give a shout to Regina's Arm Candy.
I receive Arm Candy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I love her work.
Praise God.
That's oh my God. Thank you, Tiffany.
All right, well, Regina, give them some call numbers and what text when she finishes.
I gotta call her immediately.
Okay, all right. Well, actually, let me tell you what Arm Candy is. Arm Candy is my jewelry line.
That's right.
That was developed. My mom just made her transition a few months ago, and she came to me, and I just started making jewelry. It's jewelry with a meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, I launched it at the Bronner Brothers show, and it was phenomenal, and I'm getting everything together now. So, hey, everybody out there, if you want Arm Candy, you can call us at 770-826-3142 or email me, reginamurf@gmail.com. That's reginamurff. @gmail.com. But thank you so much. But it's awesome.
Add your call numbers. And we're going to give all, we're going to put all of this. You can go to iCulturalRadio.com, and all of this information will be linked on our site. Give them your numbers there, youngin.
Okay, it's
youngin,
what? Baby, that's why I'm blushing. 404-525-3495 is the office number, and the other number is 770-912-4884.
All right, we're getting ready to play one of Regina's songs that's going to be called Easy.
Easy.
Is it going to be like Lionel Richie, like Sunday morning?
Oh, no, it's going to be crunk, man.
Easy. Pick it up, then.
Come on.
One more day. Then one night okay, yeah.
Formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new image and name to the world Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Be in attendance when we host our lunch and launch event here in Atlanta. We want to invite you to lunch to help us launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce you to the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer to the urban inspirational industry and the community. The Alliance Lunch and Launch, Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Purchase your tickets for just $7 in advance at the iCultureRadio.com events page or pay $12 at the door. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to iCulture Radio, radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture. Holla back, yo! Yeah.
Man, let's talk about easy.
Oh, man.
Yo, I can see, man. Yo, I already envisioned just riding in the car with the windows down.
Stop playing drop.
You know,
gotta drop something
old girl
on that,
popping
though.
Bubble gum, riding her bike down the street.
Like,
off the chain. But look, we have another caller. We want to make sure you get an opportunity. I see Grandpa, G-Pa. Is that your name?
Yes, that's it.
All
right,
G-Pa.
Well, what did you want to say to us tonight?
I just want to say congratulations to you on being on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
way out here in Covington, though, the signal is barely getting here, so I'm catching every other word.
Well, we can let you know. You can always listen to us online, either at iCultureRadio.com, or if you have a smartphone, you can download the TuneIn app and then just look for Love 860 on there, and it'll be a lot more clear on the phone. I promise you.
Or
that.
You can go to our site, iCultureRadio.com, and you can listen live. And we have all of the past shows so that you can catch up and stay current with the topics as well. But I just want to say thank you for even, you know, hanging in there with us. We are so, hey, you coming to the lunch party April 19th, right? Papa, Grandpa, G-Pa.
We want to see you.
We want to see you April 19th.
April 19th.
Yeah, at our lunch party now. Go online, get them tickets. Ain't but $7. You going to have a blast. If you think you blasting now, boo, I'm going to hug you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to want all of that. You're going to want all of it. I'm telling you.
All right. We hope to see you. We're going to talk about it in a second. We're going to talk about it to let you know. But we hope to see you there. And that event, again, is the lunch and launch. That's April 19th at 11 a.m. at the C Room.
Yes.
At the C Room, 11 a.m., man. This is a great event. We have a live 1 minute or end it that's going to take place on that day.
Yes.
Where we get to see some artists come out and showcase what it is that they do. And we, as the audience and the listeners, get to tell them if it's hot
or not.
Oh, my goodness.
1 minute or end it.
And if it's hot, we play it.
Oh, yeah, we're going to play it. All because right. If we love it, we're going to love it. But right. If it's not, we'll see you next time.
We'll tell you where your real ministry
we'll
is.
We'll tell you how you can fix it.
Right. We'll give you some pointers.
That's
we'll
right. And vocal coaching
and
things.
Right. We got right. coaches on the staff.
On staff.
So we got them on staff. So that's awesome. I hope you all come out. But we want to talk. Ladies V, man, tell us a little bit. You know, how can we get in contact with you?
Yes, you can go to my website at returntoyourdreams.com. That's returntoyourdreams.com.
That's awesome.
Or email ljones@returntoyourdreams.com. Also, I'm on Facebook at Coach LaVonya Jones. That's LaVonya with a Y, not an I. LaVonya.
Okay.
Coach LaVonya Jones. And on Twitter at returntoyourdreams.com. That's return the number 2 UR dreams. And on Twitter.
Yep. All right, okay, now. Awesome. And of course, your life coach. Talk just a second or two about your life coaching.
Oh, yeah. I do business and leadership coaching for creative industries, artists, professionals. I've been working with Ursula since 2008.
All right.
Been in the industry, like I said, since 96. So that's really my passion. My background is as a vocalist and a DJ.
Okay, Miss DJ.
Yeah.
All
right.
That girl is sick on strategy and planning.
I'm a strategist. I get your strategy. I'm a foundation layer. I help people build foundation that they can build their dreams on and fulfill really what God has called them to do, mainly in the creative industry. So...
Yeah, because that's one thing. When you move over into corporate, your paperwork and stuff got to be right.
Yeah, your stuff got to be tight. And a lot of times in the church, our paperwork ain't tight, and that's why we don't make no money and we lose money.
Get
so I help you get your money right. But, I mean, you know, you can't build a house if you ain't got no foundation.
Say it
so
again.
I help people get their foundation right so they can build a house right.
All right, so Pastor Essel, give us
I'm just over here thinking because we did say we had some young people out there with gifts and talents and hit roadblocks. And I just wanted to throw out their patience, patient sometimes. It's just like I remember playing for churches. And say, for instance, if you new in the ministry and you preach your trial sermon, but it's not your time, it's not your season yet. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to sit under wisdom and know how to be patient, know how to be a good follower.
Yeah.
And because when it's your time, you know, it's like preparation meeting opportunity. When it's your time, it's your time. I know you have this burning desire. You just want to
tell
everybody.
Don't forget about the
everybody.
Life lessons that come in between that's going to give you that anointing.
Right. And so sometimes when somebody's telling you the whole love, they might be seeing something from a wider scope than just narrowly seeing that you want to get this in right now at the church now and it might not be time because they seeing the deacons and the older people and that's going to give maybe him some pressure behind that, I've learned how to be patient, you know, because your talent makes room for you. And then when it's your time, you just bust out and do what you do because it's all built up. So I understand.
Patience. All right, Regina, give us some final words right quick. Couple minutes, seconds.
Okay, I just want to just say to all of those people that are out there, all of you that are out there and that you're inspiring artists, actors, whatever you are, whatever it is that God has given you, Never give up. I don't care how old you are. I don't care where you are in your life. I don't care if you can't see how it's going to happen. If you believe it, faith without works is dead. Yeah. So continue to keep the faith. And they people say fake it. No, I say faith it until you make it. All and right. then keep the faith. All because right. that's the only thing that's going to end in favor is better than money, baby. Because let me tell you something. Favor can get you where money can't.
Say it again. Say
and
it
I just
again.
Wanted to get favor can get you.
Give your
where
call
money
numbers
can.
Again. How they reach you again?
My call numbers are my website is Regina Murph, RegInamurff.com. And the my email address is Regina Murph again at gmail.com. The number is 770-826-3142. And I gotta give a shout out to my branding production manager, Dale Pranger.
Right.
PageantMedia360.com and VMAGTV@gmail.com.
All right, now. Right, awesome. And Miss Vonya, shout out yours one more time.
All right, that's returntoyourdreams.com. Email ljones@returntoyourdreams.com. On Twitter, returntoyourdreams. And Facebook, Coach LaVonya Jones. And I also have a youth entrepreneurship program that we're launching. I'm doing two youth entrepreneurship camps this summer in conjunction with Dr. Robert Watkins of Kings and Priests International. So.
All right, and Rick, tell them where they can find us.
Man, you already know. At iCultureRadio.com. I'm sorry. At iCultureRadio on Twitter. iCultureRadio.com. You can find us there. Or on Facebook at Facebook.com/iCultureRadio. You can even follow me if you want to. That's the real Rick Black.
Right.
At real Rick Black, RICBLAK. If you want to, you know, you can follow me too.
And I want you to know that, remember, if you don't do anything else, get to that April 19th launch
yeah.
at
Absolutely.
11 o'clock. Go to iCultureRadio.com, get those tickets for $7. Make sure you're there because this kind of wisdom and experience and all of this information and stuff we're going to have in droves coming up. We got some surprise people. We got some television networks that are going to be on deck.
Right.
You want to share that with the audience, Urs?
No, I want you to come and be surprised.
Oh, I know that's right.
So y'all get your tickets at iCultureRadio.com. But we're going to close out tonight with some reggaeton and some Latin gospel. So enjoy. All God right. bless.
Yo, you voted.
Robin,
we listen.
Michelle.
This is it. 1 minute to end it.
Maverick. Mike.